the National Football League, and now no stranger to the business efforts going on here in the city of Cleveland as we welcome in Derek Ransom. Derek, a former University of Cincinnati Bearcat, played the National Football League for 5 years with the Kansas City Chiefs, and now among us, and a Clevelander by marriage. How you doing, Derek?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Welcome to Afternoon R&R. Let's, you know, we mentioned Cleveland Sports and Business Alliance, and this is an opportunity, right, for business professionals to network, basically, in terms of professional endeavors with companies, talk a little bit of sports, and got the first event coming up next week, Derek. Fill us in on it.
Yeah, we're having the first event next week, February 16th, and starts at about 11:15. We're having it down at Mavis Winkles in Independence.
Nice spot.
And again, the mission of the Cleveland Sports and Business Alliance is to get businesses, business leaders together, small business, larger businesses, just to get together, network, get to know one another in the businesses that each of them are in, but also mix a little bit of sports in and get them connected with some of the athletes that we have here in this area, both current athletes and former athletes. And then also with our partnerships with the other organizations, Cavs, Browns. And so we're really excited about it. And again, if you can come out and join us, you can go to our website at cleveland.sportsandbusiness.net. And you can register, find out about becoming one of our members. And it's just an exciting opportunity for us moving forward here in Cleveland.
How many events will there be throughout the year and things like that for people that say, oh, this is just a one-time thing, or what goes on?
Well, we tend to have our meetings monthly. They're typically in the form of luncheons. We will have some special events throughout the year that we hope to continue to publicize here through our partnership with ESPN Radio. But, again, usually monthly events. We also have happy hours.
I like happy hours.
Happy hours are great. I enjoy those as well. But we'll tend to mix it up, and we're excited about the event next week with our featured guest next week will be Brad Sellers.
Yeah.
Former Buckeye and former
Saw him
Chicago
last
Bulls.
Night at the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards banquet. Yeah. He was there last night.
Yeah, and so we're very excited about that because, again, we have a wealth of just great individuals who, again, had an opportunity to play sports either mm-hmm. here in Cleveland or here in Ohio, and they make Ohio their home, and talk about the successes that they've had once they've left the game. And I think that's very important for our business leaders to identify with, you know, these successes of these athletes.
Yeah, so. No doubt. Wonderful opportunity to be sure. Derek Ransom is our guest. He's spent 7 years in the NFL, five of them with the KC Chiefs, and then did some time as well with the Jacksonville Jaguars,
yeah.
Arizona Cardinals.
Had an opportunity down there. I tend to leave Arizona off the resume.
You tend to leave Arizona off the resume. That's fine. We can do that. But, you know, Derek, again, and then somewhat in line with talking business with regard to the NFL, how much animosity are we talking about here between players and owners? It seems like that the divide is growing a little bit greater. Nobody seems optimistic about this. And do you see a quick resolution to this, or might we drag into the summer months? It could greatly affect teams' preparation, if not the season itself.
Yeah, I don't see a quick resolution at all. I do see this being resolved. I see it closer towards the end of the summer, quite possibly. There's a great divide here. When you talk about 60% of the revenue, you know, share that the athletes have in turn get. And I heard Teddy Bruschi this morning reference it, the late Gene Upshaw, where he would come into every team and discuss and talk about, you know, that was the most important stronghold that we had as players, was that revenue and making sure that we didn't give that part of it up. Because there's so much that goes on with this, not only the revenue and the money that's made, but also that revenue pie also takes care of the players in terms of health insurance, mm-hmm. which right now is only guaranteed to the players for 5 years once they're done playing.
That's wrong.
And then a portion of our retirement benefits and those things as well. So when you start talking about giving that up, again, there are a lot of things. We're just scratching the surface in terms of the great divide here with the labor tension.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Reg. That's wrong. For the violent sport that they play, to only get insurance for 5 years after you're done playing, I think that's something that needs to be extended. I would, you know, if I'm a player, I'd want that at least, at the minimum, doubled for 10 years and not affecting the revenue.
But as players, you know, we don't think about that at 25, 26, 27 years old because, again, it's not there. But once you exit the game, as I've been away from the game for now for 5-6 years, again, going out and, you know, going into, you know, into the world and having to apply for health insurance, you know, we're not going to be underwritten if, you know, for things like that.
No.
Health insurance or long-term care, which I do some of that with my business and
right,
look at that.
Right, right.
And then these, some of these effects, some of the long-range effects of what happens to your body and also to your mind moving forward after you, you know, remove yourself from the game, they don't show up until your mid-30s, mm-hmm. possibly late 30s. Yeah. So,
Derek's also an advisor with the 212 Capital Group. So are you attempting to incorporate ex-athletes, say, as your clients? Would that be a part of, you know, the base that you'd like to get involved with to maybe help ex-athletes with their financial situations?
Well, part of, you know, what my passion is with what I do is helping people and helping people in terms of financial education.
Right.
And naturally, a base of that is with professional athletes. And so I do market myself to professional athletes, still maintain relationships. So that's certainly part of it. But again, what I do in general is just helping families, helping businesses, helping athletes, help mm-hmm. them identify, attain, and protect, you know, their financial goals. And so I take the experiences and the things that I've seen and had through the National Football League and help to try to apply that now post-career.
Yeah, one of the things, I always tell this story, but since we have Derek with us here, we had a couple of the WWE wrestlers in here. It was the Big Show, okay? You know, he was talking with one of his understudies, and he said, tell him what I told you. And who's the guy that raps, the guy that was the rap? Cena, John Cena was with him. And Cena said, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you save.
That's right.
And the athletes of today, a lot of them, they don't know what the word save means. It's just spend, 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 live, the lifestyle now. And then their career's over, their money's gone, and they've got nothing to fall back on.
Yeah, and that's part of, you know, again, that education that we talk about. The NFL does a great deal in terms of preparing players for the media, for the finances, doing everything in mm-hmm. terms of support once players enter into the league. But that ongoing relationship and development sometimes lacks, even though there are, you know, there are organizations and folks in the organization that are there focused on helping that. But once players do exit the game, again, you're on your own.
Yeah. So. Well, as you could tell, Derek Ransom is well connected. He's passionate. He is very much on top of his game. And you've got an opportunity next week, business professionals again, to network with one another here around Cleveland. It's called the Cleveland Business Alliance. And Derek, again, give us more information about it.
Yeah, again, next week, February 16th. And Mavis Winkles and Independence. We're going to be starting up in round 11. And again, what I want to make sure that we get out there with our businesses and how we promote them is through our featured member. And this month's featured member will be Dominic Piccioni, who is a realtor here with mm-hmm. Keller Williams. And he's part of the Sylvia and Corvia team. And they finished in 2010 in what most would think is a depressed real estate market. They finished in the top 1% of the Cleveland realtors. And he personally did over $5 million in sales and transactions. So, again, Dominic Piccioni is a wonderful resource here in terms of being a realtor in the Northeast Ohio area. And you can get more information on Dominic at his website, DominicRealtorCleveland.com. Or you can go to his Facebook page at Facebook.com/DominicRealtorsPage. Or you can go to our website, again, cleveland.sportsandbusiness.net, and read up.
And that'll have information on Dominic and everything. Brad Sellers will be there, former Ohio State Buckeye, Chicago Bull.
11:15 a.m.
11:15, Mavis and Winkles.
$20, can't beat it.
And this is the first one of the year, and Derek, we're thrilled that you've got so heavily involved with it because it is a great way to network and bring professionals and business people, whether it's, you know, from the smallest of companies to the largest Fortune 500, doesn't matter, here in Cleveland. It's a great way to network, and we're glad you're a part of it, and thanks for dropping by and dropping some knowledge.
Thank you for having me
on us. Yeah, we'll have you by again, and we'll talk football too.
Oh, yeah, we can talk a little bit of that. We can talk a little Cavs, too.
Oh, we talk, do you really want to?
Huh? Football, hoops, all of it?
Let's wait till the draft, right?
Which one? Both of them? Both drafts? Well, the draft will not be affected, though, by a work stoppage. If I say work stoppage, Actually, and it's I know for the players, it's a lockout. This is not coming from the players.
Right. Again, this is coming from the
owners. Would be happy with the current state, right?
The current state, the current extension was signed through 2012.
Right. The owners had the chance.
The owners had a chance to lock out.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
That's what they are doing as of March 3rd.
So. And yeah, March 3rd, which is just about 3 weeks away. So we'll have you back in. But again, great success next week at Mavis and Winkles. Coming up Wednesday at 11:15. That's right there on Rockside Road. Derek Ransom will be there, and it should be a lot of fun. Enjoy it, man. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Derek Ransom played for the University of Cincinnati Bearcats, now lives here. Locally in Medina, so a great chance for you to go out and be a part of it all.